Hello，大家好，我是 Jenny，你正在收听由我和 Jason 带来的《潘吉 Jenny 告诉你》。然后不好意思，因为我今天感冒了，所以声音，哎呀，很抱歉，对不起大家。
哎呦，你真的很努力，你真的很厉害，加油！That's not easy。
No, I want to apologize to our listeners because you have to put up with 大家要忍受我这个。铜锣嗓子啊，但没关系，因为今天我们讲的这个话题，要讲的这个中国的品牌非常有意思，它是一个很新颖的这种业务模式。然后呢，不仅在中国做得很好，现在它在全世界都很红，那就是泡泡玛特。
Ah, this company called Pop Mart.
哎，其实它是从上海或者总部在上海啊，现在不仅在。中国在亚洲很红，而且它一路已经红到了美国，红到了加拿大，红到了欧洲。
So this is definitely global at this point. It seems like a lot of people are into this Labubu doll.
对，它最火的那个拉布布啊。好，那我们今天要给大家分享的这篇文章呢，来自于非常专业的这个彭博金融啊，Bloomberg。最近我听他一段一集 podcast，就他就说，现在虽然有川普在瞎搞嘛，是吧，搞乱这个全球经济，但是中国有这么一个盲盒玩具公司，他们。不怎么怕这个关税，因为他们的东西呢，溢价 premium 非常非常的高。
Yes, they are doing really, really well with these blind boxes, right?
那 blind boxes 就是盲盒，但 Jason，你在跟我说，就是如果你就 randomly 啊，就随便找一个外国人，他如果不熟悉盲盒或者泡泡玛特的话，他不太知道盲盒是 blind box 是什么，对吧？
Yeah, I'm sure the term is becoming more popular now because of this company, but typically we don't really use this word. You might hear loot box instead, which is a gaming version of the same thing.
Loot box, LOOT.
Yeah, that's right. Loot is like treasure. So you're basically saying this treasure, this reward that you got, and of course it's in a box, so it's loot box.
宝盒是吧？我们这个呢，它之所以是 blind box 盲盒，或者英文也可以讲 mystery box，就因为你不知道里面到底是什么，有可能是拉布布，但也有可能是你不喜欢的一个。
Yeah, or maybe it's one that's really rare and worth a bunch of money even, right?
Oh, then you will be super lucky. In either case, 现在这个泡泡玛特呢，是在这个很权威的彭博财经看来，它是能够逆流而上啊，即使有川普下岗，彭博还是很看好这家公司。
Yeah, that's right. They're defying the trade war, right?
So to defy something 就是逆着 to go against, right?
Yeah, it's like you're disobeying, right? You're being told to do it one way kind of thing, but you're doing it another way. You're doing it your way.
好，那 let's look at what is Pop Mart's way 啊。那它是一个也不能说传统的玩具店，因为它里面的这些东西，它不是让你买回去小孩玩的，right？
Yeah, these aren't really for playing, right? Like I even said doll earlier, but what we're talking about here are more like figurines.
So a figurine 就是这种玩偶。
Yeah, and maybe it's like plastic usually or something hard. It's not soft like a stuffed animal
Right.
or like a plush doll, right?
对，stuffed animal 就是里面填充了东西，对吧？stuffed，然后这种填充玩具，或者你说的那个 plush dolls，plush 也是软软的意思，所以那两种是软的。然后 figurines usually 是有点对塑料有点硬硬的，或者 labubu 很多它就是身体或者脸是塑料的，但它那个外面有点毛茸茸的，so a combination。
Yeah, it's like soft and hard, but it's a person humanoid looking thing, right? So it's a figurine.
拉布布，我们也搞不清它到底是什么物种嘛？它因为又有点像人，又有点像动物，又有点……总之，不管它是什么，它已经变成一个全球的现象，现象级的一个玩偶。
Yeah, that's right. This little character has become a global phenomenon, right?
呀，我记得那个时候我们说哪吒那集的节目，我们也讲哪吒是一个 phenomenon。 它是一个现象级的影片，现象级的成功啊。真的现在我们讲到很多中国的企业，中国的产品都会说 they have become a global phenomenon.
Yeah, exactly. Not just limited to one country or one market, but all over the world.
泡泡玛特啊，它不仅是拉布布啊，它还有很多很多不同的 characters, 就不同的这个玩偶的造型，这些角色，而且呢，他们会不断的出新的产品。
Yeah, that's right. They have these limited and new releases, right? That, you know, everyone wants to line up. Everyone wants to get this special version of the doll, of the figurine.
Yeah, to release something, to release a product. 或者现在年轻人常常说的 they just dropped.
Yeah, it's like, oh, did you hear? Popmart just dropped a new
Labubu.
It sounds like we're speaking another language or something.
对 ,drop 这样掉下来反正就是那种好像很 surprise 啊，而且好像掉下来就嘣一下会激起很大的反响。
That's right. Yeah, you'll hear this with like music and stuff too.
好，那我们看一下啊，泡泡玛特它的产品非常厉害的一点就是它已经在粉丝当中形成了一种刚需。
Ah, yeah, so the demand for these figures is inelastic.
Okay, 这是很好的一个搭配，我们来学学看啊。当然需求大家知道 ,demand, 那我们常常说刚需就是 it's a must, 对吧？比如说 education, 父母都愿意花钱。那对于喜欢 Labubu 这样消费者来说呢，这些是 it's a must purchase, a must buy, 所以我们就用 inelastic。因为中文我们说钢嘛，就是 steel, iron,来代表他这个非常强劲的需求。但英文用的这个词 ,we don't call the demand is very steely, it's like iron.
There's an iron demand for Popmart dolls.
No, 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 千万别那么说啊。Instead, 你可以说 the demand is
inelastic.
因为 elastic 的意思呢是很有弹性的，比如橡皮筋是一个 elastic band, 非刚需弹性需求。
That's right, elastic meaning that you can pull on it and it bends, it changes, but inelastic meaning it's not going to change, it's not going to bend.
好，那特别是这个全球经济被川普就是这么搅局了以后呢，很多的financial analyst, 分析师都说泡泡玛特的产品是既能抗经济衰退，它又能抗关税。
Yeah, that's right. It's recession-proof. It's tariff-proof. It's defying the trade war.
好，又看到非常好的两个表达哦。第一个 ,Jason 再讲一遍。
Recession-proof.
Recession 就是经济衰退哦。那这个 proof, P-R-O-O-F, 它常常加在一个词的后面做后缀是什么意思呢？
When you put it on the end of something like this, you're saying that it's resistant to that thing. It can't be impacted or affected by that thing.
对，就是能抗，对吧？ Recession proof. 好，那我们还有一个 tariff proof. 之前跟大家分享过关税，英语就是 tariff.
Yeah, that's right. A tariff being a tax on imports or exports.
好，那日常你可能更多看到，比如一个产品是防水的。
Yeah, we call that...Waterproof, of course.
所以这个词做后缀很有用啊。好，那我们接下来来看看具体这个 Popmart's top selling figurine, its top seller, Labubu. 然后看英语媒体形容它也蛮有意思的，说它是小小的，然后呢，牙齿很明显。
Yeah, it's got these really sharp kind of teeth, right? This very fierce looking creature.
Oh, fierce looking.Fierce 就是它不是好欺负的是吧，不是省油的灯。
Yeah, it's kind of like 厉害 right? It's like, okay, this thing, don't mess with this thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. 然后呢我们前面说不知道它是个人是个动物是个什么动物搞不清。
Yeah, it almost looks like a cross between like an elf and a rabbit.
就介于一个精灵 elf, E-L-F, 一个小精灵和一只兔子 a rabbit 之间。
Yeah, it's like this weird elf creature wearing a rabbit costume or something, I think. I'm not sure if its ears are actually a part of it or if it's a part of the costume.
就反正很可爱了。
Yeah, it's got like a funny cuteness to it, right?
对，所以你刚刚说那个介于两者之间叫做
A cross between.
就是一个 hybrid, 是吧？ 像那个混合动力的车叫 hybrid, 结合两者的。
Yeah, exactly. It just means mixing two things together, right?
好，那不管它是什么啊，总之它在全球这个几大洲都形成了一个狂热的热潮。
Yeah, that's right. And the key to this frenzy, right, is this surprise they get when they get to open their blind boxes.
Frenzy 就是大家都很 crazy, 很狂热的喜欢一件事情。
Yeah, when I think of a frenzy for something like this, like a product, I just imagine a bunch of people storming into the store and fighting over the product, trying to grab it so they can buy the coolest one or whatever.
Yeah, because when Pop Mart drops a new release, 像 La Bubu 啊 or some other limited release, 在外面 fans line up for hours or even overnight, 而且现在还有很多 scalpers, 黄牛。
So the scalpers go and line up first, buy 100 of them, and then resell them for a bunch more, right?
对，因为它是盲盒 so you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and actually because of that, sometimes the unopened box is even worth more. Like you said, you might get one you don't even like, but you take the risk, and that's what you're paying for.
Yeah, so, you know, key to the frenzy or key to Pop Mart's success is this surprise factor. 就 Jason 刚刚说的啊、哦，一个惊奇的因素。然后呢，还有一个，他们会出这些 limited edition, limited release. 所以就总之加在一起，就会让消费者觉得啊、哦，这可能只有我一个人有，或者只有很小部分的人有。
Yeah, it gives you that like sense of exclusivity where only you have that toy, right?
So exclusivity, 或者它的形容词啊 something is very exclusive. 我们常常把这个和一些 luxury brands, 奢侈品联系在一起。爱马仕那个包多难买啊或者是出一个限量的什么东西。
Yeah, exclusivity gives me this feeling of like excluding other people, right? Other people can't have it. They don't get it. They're not in the club.
被排除在外啊，所以这个东西就是，你有一种独享感、尊享感 ，a sense of exclusivity. 好的，那我们最后来看看泡泡玛特它主要的消费群这个年龄层啊，很有意思。
Yeah, most of the people into this are between the ages of 15 and 35.
对，所以它还是有一个范围啊。然后对于这群人，我们英语有一个混成词 portmanteau， 是把小孩和成人加在一起，是吧
？Yeah, they have this funny word, kidults.
我记得以前有一期节目，我们也讲过这个词啊 ，kid 加 adults, kidults. Then when we talk about kidults, they are actually adults, grownups. 但就说他的一些喜好 ，their hobbies, what they're into, what they're buying 是比较童趣的一些东西 ，right?
Yeah, they're into stuff that traditionally was only for kids, or maybe, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they only sold those things to kids. But these days, it's more popular for older people even to collect these dolls, these toys.
So this kidults segment, they are worth a lot of money because they're willing to spend money on things like a Labubu.
Yeah, it brings them this sense of joy, right?
对，没错。那泡泡玛特呢？他们 ，yeah, in many ways, they have really created a category. 啊，在他们这个行业里面做得非常非常的成功，所以现在它的全球市场前景也非常的好。
Yeah, they are doing well way beyond China.
对，不仅在中国啊 ，well beyond China。全球的远超中国的地方也做得很好。
Yeah, they have 130 stores outside of China already.
因为我之前生活在新加坡的时候，其实新加坡泡泡玛特就蛮多的，而且店里都好多人。
Whoa, so it's popular in Singapore, it's popular in China, it's popular everywhere. I think they're going to continue to do well until people get sick of this. You know, maybe the trend ends.
Hey, but there will always be kidults, right? 不是说我们每个人心里都要保有自己的一个小孩吗？不然人生多没意思。
That's a good point. And maybe they can come up with a new doll, a new figure that they can sell in the same way.
对 ，I have confidence in them. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道我们的听众里面，哎 ，Are you a kidult? 你是不是属于这个群体？
Yeah, do you collect Labubu or something else maybe that's similar? Let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
对，或者你也喜欢盲盒，但你买的不是泡泡玛特，你是喜欢买其他产品的盲盒，就也都欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享。
That's right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。Jason, 我觉得我们下一期的节目可以再介绍中国一个品牌，王老吉或者京都念慈庵，就我现在应该都去喝一点吃一点。
Yeah, maybe I, that sounds pretty good. I haven't had a 王老吉 in a long time. You need it though, so please do.
我前两个礼拜还刚去纽约，然后我在纽约看到有一个什么王老吉凉茶博物馆。They have
Whoa,
a small museum、
cool.
dedicated to herbal cooling tea.
Oh, that is awesome. I feel like we need a 老干妈 museum now. Chili oil museum.
好了，老干妈对我的嗓子没有任何的用，好不好？
对，有道理。Good point, yeah.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听。We'll see you next time.
See you next time. 再见。